always wanted one of those.
WG Grinders with their combo lunch.
I think I'm still drunk.
It's the WNNX Atlanta New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X. When I'm done cleaning up Whip's throw up, we'll go to traffic. It's 804. I just lost a contact, which is the biggest pain in the ass.
I didn't know you wore those.
You didn't?
No.
That's why I wear glasses sometimes.
Now, how do you put that back in your eye with a booger on your finger?
You want to see? The booger actually helps. Do you want to see? Check it out. Check it out. I'll put it in right now.
You should pick your nose with your contact.
I never, ever, could never do that. Could never wear contact.
I tried them once, and I hated it.
Oh, wow. That
the salt from the snot. All right.
Oh, my God. Look at my eye.
It's it's huge and red.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just poisoned myself. All right. When we come back, Parade Kid will be here. And so I won't be the oddest looking guy in the room. All right. Parade Kid is here. Peanut from Menominee Good Song is here. They're going to have a... oh, God, that burns. All right. We'll go to it right after Alice in Chains. It's the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X. It is the Don Miller Morning Show, New Rock and 90s Alternative 99X. Curiositor. You're a big Cure fan. You want pit tickets for the show. You want to meet Robert Smith. Your opportunity is coming before 9 o'clock, most likely. It could happen at 9 o'clock, but it's going to happen today. Damn it, I promise you that much. Want to thank someone who's helped make a lot of these bits possible over the last few days. Want to thank Jason Dorsey from Upscale Limousine. Call Upscale Limousine for all your Upscale Limousine needs. Their number is 404-326-0006. That number again is 404-326-0006. They've been very cool to us, and everyone's had a great time using Upscale Limousine, the wonderful Jason Dorsey. There you go. All right. We were very privileged a few months ago to have a loyal listener of the Don Miller Morning Show email us an article from a Douglasville newspaper about a 30-year-old man who goes by the name Parade Kid. He has invented a character called the Italian Elf, and he participates in all parades that happen within the Douglasville city limits. He is a superstar. That's what he wants to be. He's inspired listeners of ours to create a song and a music video about him, and we figured that it's our job to take him to the next realm of fame. So what we're going to do is we had Peanut from the group Menominee Good Song produce a song for him. Parade Kid will write his own lyrics, perform that song. We're going to add that song into rotation. We are going to put the video of him making this up on the website.
Yep.
And then ultimately, this will all culminate in September when Parade Kid walking in right now is very, very exciting. It's very exciting. Oh. The first time we've ever met Parade Kid.
This is just...
So he's going to perform, needless to say, at a 99X event coming up in September.
I swear I wish
I'm so excited about September.
Yes, indeed, Parade Kid. Now, I'm just laying eyes on you for the first time in my entire life. And you are in the Italian elf costume. You don't even worry about those headphones. He doesn't have to wear headphones.
No, because he's got his Italian elf ears, right, and yes. Won't work.
And that's more important. So, Parade Kid, Chris, you have a haircut that is wonderful. It's shaved all around, completely bald.
Yeah.
And then on the top, it's just, it's as light as the sun.
And it's done by Edward Queen Salon on page 8. It's the Chapel Hill News and Views. And Tim, they are the ones that helped got started it off.
That's right. The Chapel Hill News and Views. It's interesting because you hear a Parade Kid pimping his various sponsors. Wally got an interesting message from Parade Kid the other day, and here's how it goes.
9:16 a.m.
Hey, Wally. Oh, I'll let you know my parents is going to be accompanying me for next Monday when they we'll go out on the town the limousine, and also my manager Tim Collins, the owner of Chapel Hill News and Views, is going to be documenting the whole entire thing.
You have a manager, Parade Kid.
Yep, Tim Collins is my manager.
Tim Collins, and he is helping you kind of swim through all the various opportunities that are coming your way.
Oh, yeah, helping me get introduced with 99X and the upstart bands. I'm looking forward to the upstart bands in September.
And now, what is your goal as Parade Kid? Where would you like to see your career go?
Oh, I love to climb more heights and fame. Up to highs the movie stars.
Highs the movie stars. Parade Kid is looking to be an international sensation. And
yep.
How about a dream if you could be in Harry Potter, the new Harry Potter film?
Oh, I love being there with Daniel Radcliffe. Harry Potter, the Christmas elf.
That's right. And you could be one of his elves.
I can be one of his helper elves. Yep.
Yeah, and you had a song that you wrote, like a Christmas song that you performed for us about the fact that Daniel Radcliffe is now Santa Claus.
Oh, he's one of Santa Claus's elves.
Right. Do you remember that song that you sang for us?
Yeah, I remember. I sing it.
Okay, let's hear it.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Because Harry Potter's coming to town, and it don't matter if you've been bad or good. Well, it don't matter if you've been bad or good. Don't worry, because plus on top of that, Harry Potter will bring you a room full of Christmas presents. Unlimited Christmas presents.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Harry Potter the Christmas Elf. See, and let me go a little bit farther back on Harry Potter. You know Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rudolph's, you know, the Sorcerer's Stone was Rudolph's red nose.
Oh, my goodness.
And it got, and that evil school of Hogwarts stole somehow, I don't know how they, I guess, there was a nearby house near Hogwarts, and some of those mean witches and wizards.
They stole it.
They stole
and then,
it.
And then Harry Potter got it back. And
yeah.
Now, and what a wonderful message for the kids, Parade Kid, that you will get lots of presents.
Yeah, a whole lot of presents.
You could even kill a man, and still the Harry Potter would not care.
Not that far.
Okay, you cannot go that far.
Yeah, you... Oh, no, not that far. You can, kids are going to be more rambunctious.
Right.
On cutting up and still get presents.
Right, indeed they could. And, Parade Kid, one of your wonderful sponsors, speaking of being rambunctious, is an Italian food restaurant, correct?
Oh, I love Italian. I'm the Italian elf.
Right.
Now, where do you eat?
Here's one of my sponsor Italian restaurants. You go to page 11 on Chapel Hill News and Views.
Pray Kid, shuffling through the pages of Chapel Hill News and Views to get his next sponsor.
Here, Pervino's Italian Restaurant on Chapel Hill Road, Douglasville.
And is there some kind of deal that you get if you mention Parade Kid?
Yep. He didn't set that. He didn't tell me that. But with Honey Baked Hams, if you mention Parade Kid, if you go to Douglasville, Georgia, Honey Baked Hams in Douglasville, Georgia, you get $5 off ham.
And everyone loves that. Well, Parade Kid, back to the Italian food, because you know children. You are someone who entertains them on a regular basis. Italian food and children is a great mix, right?
Yep, Italian food and children and elves all go together into one festive atmosphere.
Right.
Kind of like Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Right, mm-hmm. Indeed. I've been
to Chuck E. Cheese pizza with my church group, New Life Christian Church in Douglasville.
Right. And I had $5
off your next salvation.
It was so neat being with kids. I actually got to be with the children up on stage.
Really?
Yep.
Indeed, you did, and that was a treat for everyone.
Them kids love me. Them kids said, "Mommy, I love that elf."
Sure. that wacky elf with his crazy ways. That's right, Parade.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Because I love Harry Potter. I'm just like Harry Potter at the Christmas. Well, Harry Potter's nice, but, you don't have to be, you don't have to be good to get Christmas. Well, I mean, he is more lenient
right.
than Santa Claus.
Right, of course he is.
That means since Santa Claus retired doing other stuff, Harry Potter, the Christmas elf, let them elves be rambunctious, play with the toys.
We're getting him on Letterman.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason.
I feel like I'm in a Saturday Night Live skit right now.
But anyway.
But like one of the ones that they put on towards the end of the show. We're not quite sure what the who lets you get away with.
Who
lets you get away with the most? Santa, Harry Potter, or Jesus?
Oh, Harry Potter lets you get away with the most.
Okay. Well,
you know what I mean by that? It means you can be open-minded. Matter of fact, Harry Potter lets some elves play all the time in Santa's workshop. They don't have to already do no work.
All right. Yes,
I mean, they get to play with the toys, have fun.
That is indeed a fact.
Yes, moving right along.
All right. So listen. So we have here with us as well Peanut from the group Menomina's Good Song. And he was kind enough to produce a track that met all the Parade Kid's requirements in that it had parade music and a beat that you could dance to. Parade Kid loves to dance. Right, Parade Kid?
Right. And also, it would be neat. You see my elf ears? It would be neat to someone to mass produce my ears into a professional state.
When you perform...
especially for me, it'd be... kind of like a watermark in professional, would have fit very comfortable over my ear and never wear out. It'd be some sponsor like company or could be 99X too.
We'll
work that out.
We'll hand those out when you perform at the festival that we have in September.
I'm saying, just for me, I would like some.
We'll get you some too. It's okay.
That'd be great. We'll get you as many as you want. Now, Peanut.
I mean, it's just like mine.
Yes, right. We'll use those as the model.
You'll have complete creative control when it comes to making the elf ears because they are Parade Kid Italian elf ears.
There's going to be one set. The elf ears is going to be dedicated to Parade Kid, and it's going to be like a 14 karat gold yellow and a ruby red, something like that.
Yeah.
Or it could be something like official, like a watermark.
Okay.
And the Parade Kid elf ears will be unlike any other copy of elf.
Of course.
Hey, Parade Kid, can we talk to Peanut for a minute about your song?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Well, Peanut, you made this loop having never met Parade Kid.
Yeah. I have a child.
And now, you are face to face with the man.
Yeah.
And you have you discussed at all any of the creative direction that you've had with the song?
Yeah, we talked in the conference room.
Parade Kid is up and making sure the elf ears are on. Okay. So you talked to him in the conference room.
Yeah. Basically, he went over the lyrics that he's got prepared for the song.
Yes.
And we discussed his interests and stuff that he's into that he might want to add into the song.
Right, because so far it's very basic. It's basically announcing that Parade Kid is around.
Right. Well, he's got some more.
Oh, okay.
He talks about Harry Potter, and he told me that...
Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe. He's my favorite. Harry Potter, he's the one that saved Christmas from the evil school.
It's so true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, let me play some of the song, the Parade Kid song that Peanut wrote the music to. And Parade Kid, if you could, Wally, take off your headphones and just kind of make it so Parade Kid can hear.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play this in Parade Kid. You just kind of sing along with what you have right now, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, all right. So you just kind of sing along with what you have. Okay, here we go.
I have to.
Okay.
It's feeding back.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's get it. Oh, okay.
Can you hear?
All right.
Yep.
It's not playing out of here. Let's try to find the Parade Kid loop. Here, do you have a Jimmy?
I can get it in a matter of seconds. Here you go.
Do you have it? All right, here we go. Parade Kid.
I'm sorry.
Do you think that you got it?
Here's the PK loop. Ready?
All right.
Here we go. Parade Kid, you sing whenever you want.
Yeah. Here I come. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here comes the parade. Here comes the Parade Kid. Here comes the parade. All the way. Here comes the parade, here comes the parade, here is the parade, here I am, here's Harry Potter, all the elves with me, up on the float. Here we come, here we come, on that float with a bunch of elves and Harry Potter, and all the family loves it. All the way, here we come, how here I come, here all of us come.
That's awesome.
This is the bridge.
This is where we break it down.
Yeah.
Here I come. Here I am. Here I am. All the way. Here comes the Italian elf. Here comes the Italian elf. Here comes the Italian elf. Here I am.
All right. Well, Break It has a lot of good ideas.
Yeah. You got a lot to work with, Peanut.
Well, he told me that I need to get a pen and pad and help him with remember his lyrics.
That's a good idea.
Yes, absolutely. And what, Peanut over here is a bit of an MC himself, not up to Parade Kid standards, obviously. But yep. He is a bit of an MC himself. And he can help you kind of take your ideas and we want this to be a Parade Kid song. We don't want anyone to tell you what to say. You say whatever you want. Peanut will help synthesize that down into a lyrical flow.
Oh,
and then
okay.
The next thing you know, this thing's going to be in rotation at 99X.
Oh, great.
You're going to have a video of yourself. We're filming Parade Kid right now, so quit your calls.
Yeah.
We're filming them right now. This will be up on the internet. And then in September, you will be performing in front of thousands
Parade Kid
song.
That's going to be cool.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, Parade Kid, are you kidding me?
That doesn't make you nervous at all, right, being in front of all those people, does it?
Yep. Looking forward to my own... Authentic elf ears.
And then, and of course, there will be elf ears. Today, he's a bottom line man.
Yeah, he's stuck today, on the elf ears.
Parade Kid's a bottom line man because he knows what merchandise.
Right.
You know, George Lucas didn't get rich just on the Star Wars movies.
Well, also make sure we're gonna do a special elf ear set for me, like I got on, so it'll be duplicated in a high quality professional. I mean, high quality professional. Instead of cardboard paper, it's gonna be
titanium.
It's gonna be titanium.
Yes, titanium.
All right, now Parade Kid, you enjoyed the limo?
Oh, I love the limo. It's gonna be titanium with 14 karat gold and something like that,
and diamonds,
kind of like, we can put like a watermark on it too.
Kind of like my wife's
ears. And the rest of the copies we're going to give out to the children.
Yes, we'll have a Tiffany's collection for the adults, and we'll have a more mass-produced elf ear for the children.
For the adults and anybody that wants them.
Absolutely. Well, Parade Kid, I got to tell you.
Everybody's on the elves.
Absolutely. When you perform, everyone in the audience will have elf ears on.
Yep.
I can tell you that. I can promise you that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And right, I see that haircut making it big, too.
Starting the elf ear fad.
Yep.
Let's take one phone call really quick. Daniel, go ahead. You're on with Parade Kid.
Hey, I want to invite Parade Kid to my wedding next month.
Hey.
How about that, Parade Kid?
That sounds great.
Could Parade Kid be the best man? Because I have a feeling his manager is best man or nothing, is what the manager demands.
He could be one of the groomsmen.
Oh, listen to that, Parade Kid. We're in negotiation.
Awesome. Could he also do a song at the reception?
Oh, that'd be no problem.
Parade Kid, what do you think?
Oh, man, this is going to be a cool wedding.
Yes, indeed. Could you make an Italian elf-themed wedding where everyone dresses like an Italian elf that's involved in the wedding?
Oh, that'd be a cool wedding.
For one person, we could.
All right, well, there you go. Well, listen, we're going to put you on hold. Why not? It's this week in what city?
It's going to be in Big Canoe, August 21st.
That's up just north of Lake Altoona.
Okay, Big Canoe, August 21st. We'll put you on hold. Do you hear that?
You're going to be playing weddings?
Oh, my God, Chris.
Man, this is going to be a cool wedding.
Chris, go ahead. You got Parade Kid on the phone. Chris.
I'm right here.
Chris. Chris hung up. He was going to get you all the Harry Potters on DVD.
Oh, great.
How about that?
Harry Potters on DVD. Tell Chris. Well, tell him a call back.
I'm sure he will.
I love Harry Potter the Christmas.
Yeah, see, that's what happens, right, when you're a celebrity Parade Kid. You get a lot of free stuff, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're getting all kinds of free stuff.
And one more phone call before we leave, and then we got to take a break. Ryan, go ahead.
Hey, Parade Kid, being an Italian elf, what would you suggest you eat at an Italian restaurant?
Oh, I love Italian. Matter of fact, when I call myself the Italian elf, because Italian food I love. I love Italian food like manicotti.
Manicotti.
Oh, nice.
It's manicotti.
An Italian elf, an Italian kind of goes good with it's fasted, associated with kids like spaghetti,
pizza,
and pizza. Like Chuck E. Cheese, pizza.
Oh, that's good food.
Well, there you have it, Ryan. Everything, especially the manicotti.
It looks like, I say elves will eat, yep.
Manicotti.
That's right. Well,
manicotti.
Well, Parade Kid, listen, it's wonderful to see you.
You know, the word manicotti sounds really festive. Manicotti.
You could work that in your song.
That's a great idea.
That's kind of like, the word manicotti is just like, oh, we're a bunch of elves with... Say, manicotti!
Yeah. There you go.
You're right. He just started the chorus.
Dude, let's get him Larry, in the studio now while he's
the creative
inspired.
Website, Peanut from Menominee Good Song. You can go to arcthefinger.com. You can also go to MenominaeGoodSong.com. They're a great group. The Transcendental Art of Zen.